Coco Chanel once said, "Dress as if you're going to meet the love of your life every time you leave your house. Your finances are in good order and your social life is reborn. You have that first date and want to make a great first impression, but you have no idea what to wear. You wish you had a stylist. I can help. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair."
This is the Retirement Factory with the team from Euclid Financial Services. Your host is Josh Wells, along with Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Euclid is the go-to retirement team for all the major United companies and their unions in the Northeast, as well as many of the Fortune 500 companies, along with federal employees that deal with OPM. They've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, and have appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Euclid Financial Services specializes in getting baby boomers to and through retirement. At Euclid, clients enjoy their lives instead of worrying about their money. And now, it's time for The Retirement Factory.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show lined up here. We have a ton of things to talk about. We are talking about pre-retirement and income all in one show. I know that's a crazy thought, but how do you put a show together when you're thinking about pre-retirement? So I have an expert on every level of this. I'm talking a studio full of people. We have Mikey O with us today.
Hello.
We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, when we are talking about pre-retirement is, well, that's a finance term, really. So what we're going to talk about is accumulation or working years. So in your working years, when you're just trying to figure it out, how do you know when you went from your working years to your retirement years in your mind? Because you're still working. You're still at your desk. You're still doing it every day. You're still grinding it out 9 to 5 or whatever your thing is. But at some point, you actually transitioned in your mind from worker to retiree. What kind of stuff did that, right? Now, I know we're going to get into, I don't want to cut everybody off because everybody, yeah, if everybody could have saw that, you really wish there was a TV right now because everybody just jumped on the mic, the idea. But so a couple of guidelines here. I know to get into this, we got to talk about things like cash flow, right? Pre-retirees, how do you get income, all that stuff. So cash flow, I'm going to knock out some biggies here. Cash flow, you need strategies. We do shows about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's catch a lot of that stuff towards the bottom of the hour. This time right now, let's just talk about trigger words. I know it sounds weird to say this, but what kind of things go through your mind to go from accumulation to retiree?
We talk to people and hear these kind of things every day, 5 times a day. And I love it when I hear things like, am I going to work forever? I don't want to work forever.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. There's a million of them, but well, that's a good one.
Well, I think about like guys like Jerry when he said things like, well, if I only had enough, how much money? If I only had more than what I have. Now, anybody knows Jerry, he has 7 times more than he ever needs. But it's never going to be enough for him. So he moved into retirement. He just doesn't understand the income of retirement.
Right, right. He doesn't understand how it all fits together yet.
Yeah,
and that's one of those phrases. I don't know how this stuff works. I mean, if you start saying that a lot, you know you're starting to think more about retirement.
Yeah. So. And even if you're in your 50s or you're in your early 60s and you're not quite at that age that you've hit in your finish line, right?
Right.
But it's you're getting close. You're transitioned, so you need to be talking to a financial planner about that.
Yeah, usually.
But the ones I love is I'm going to die at my desk. Is that one said, yeah, I'm going to die at my desk.
It's a little dramatic, but it's true. Right.
Oh, I can never retire. That means you're thinking about it and you've kind of given up on it. Don't give up on it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give up yet, by any means.
Yeah, and a lot of times that you'll hear them say, they'll be looking to the guy in the cubicle next to him, and they'll be like, this place just isn't the same. I don't like coming in anymore. They've changed things around.
Oh, yeah, that's a serious one, too. Yeah. When you start to lose faith or whatever you want to call
the passion,
it.
The excitement.
Well,
it turns into a grind. It's starting to, at least it feels like it's turning into a grind.
Yeah, when you come into work and it's no longer enjoyable, because, you know, the job you've been doing for the last 20, 30 years you loved, and now all of a sudden you start looking at all the things around you you don't like.
Manny, are you trying to tell me something?
I haven't been here 20 or 30 years.
He's
on the time clock.
I'm just forecasting.
But you know, Manny, a great example of that is Glenn and Michelle that we met with earlier this week.
Yeah.
Literally, you know, talking to Glenn, I said, Glenn, what made you decide that this was the time to do it? And he said, I'll be honest, I'm just tired of how it's going here. I'm done with it. He's a VZ employee. He's like, he's done with the contract negotiations. He wants to get out before the next contract.
So
he's planning on that.
The management change. Exactly. You hear all these kind of things. I don't know if I could do another 5 years. I don't know if I could do that. Those are the transition times. Those are the times where you say, well, I got to get my head on my butt. I got to figure this out. Get my thinking cap on and say, when is retirement actually the number I need?
Right.
And that's a crazy thought, but that happens years before you actually pull the trigger.
The tricky part with that too is, and Josh, you talked about it yesterday, we were talking about it in the hall, is that it's not one day you're in accumulation and the next day you're in retirement. There's a gray in between where you're transitioning. So you're still in your accumulation years, but you're thinking about retirement. You're not retired yet. You're not in your income planning stage yet. You're not in distribution yet. And so sometimes that can get a little tricky, where sometimes people think, I work till the day I retire, and then I start my retirement plan.
Mike, I think that's you're whiplash. Raising a huge point, because to put that in a term, right, I'm conservative. They don't walk in my building going, hey, I'm Republican. Yeah. they say things like, they'll be in the conference room and they'll say things exactly what you're saying there, Mikey. I'm a conservative investor. I used to be really aggressive. I was aggressive up to.
Right. But I don't think I have enough time to if I lose it this time. You hear some
those are clear signs.
That's a big one.
That you have actually retired. Yeah. You're moving your money into retirement. You just have to keep going in. Your car still goes to the office because it loves the parking spot.
That's right.
Yep. Your mind has moved into retirement, and it's almost a fear conversation.
Right, right.
So I think you got to lower that. When you're in pre-retirement and you're kind of going through the show we're going through, first thing is identifying the fear in the really inert, or whatever you want to call it, really simple things that we don't think of as fear conversations that build up. So this is that mountain into a molehill kind of, or molehill into a mountain. I'll try to get around
it's
to
that,
it.
It's that Sunday night feeling that they keep telling us
well,
about.
Yeah, but it's that, I put it off. When you start to feel like you've put it off, you're making that transition. And it's serious now. It's a real conversation. And remember, you can always call Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. We specialize in income preservation or income distribution, however you want to say it. And we specialize in it for a reason. I mean, we take it really serious, even though we had a lot of fun on this show. Now, when we're talking about how all this goes together, I think we jump right into the cash flow. I know I say it was at the bottom of the hour, but I think cash flow is where we go on this and how we're going to get it all together. So cash flow, things that we got to think about. I think it's on a simple talk. I've listened to other financial planners talk about this stuff. It is absolutely brutal when they talk. There's two different terms, so everybody knows. There's qualified and non-qualified. Easiest way to talk about them. Yep. One of them's taxed. One of them's an IRA. Qualified. IRA. Qualified for taxation. The other one, non-taxed.
Right. If you're talking in terms of qualified, non-qualified, you are in the retirement income planning stage.
Oh, yeah. You're
knee deep in it now.
And you're in a good spot, but that's from our seats when we hear stuff like that. Great job. You are in the game now. And now it's just understanding what it actually means in real terms.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And I mean, when it comes to cash flow, I think that's the biggest anxiety that people have when they start getting those questions, those trigger words that we were just talking about. They're trying to get into that pre-retirement state of mind because they're trying to figure out, what is my money actually going to be in retirement?
Right.
You know, how does it actually work?
Exactly. Where does it go? What's it doing? How's it doing that? You know, they have all these questions, and, you know, and when you sit down with someone, that's what they're going to do. We're going to explain to you what those mean, how it's going to work, where it's going to go, and how it's going to work for you as an overall.
Jace, I agree with what you're saying. But the conversation I'd like to have is, we laid out this idea, right, that everybody starts talking about retirement before they actually start thinking about retirement, right? So it's this underlying subconscious, geez, if I only had enough, or geez, I wish I could stop coming in, or wouldn't it be great to start that new business if I only had so much X dollars coming in? and they're in their 50s to 70s, right? They're in that retirement availability age.
Right.
I think that's what I'm talking about with cash flow. Because I hear things like, well, how do I get my money tax free? Or is my income going to be huge? What is my tax bracket going to be? 90% of my conversations when it comes to this are taxes.
Yeah,
so they don't understand.
Yep, you're right.
Right, Manny, you talked again. What is a Roth conversion? They're gearing into this cash flow conversation.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
Mike.
They're trying to educate themselves.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get their mind around it, but they go the most complicated route rather than the most simpler.
Yeah.
Savings accounts, checking accounts, tax-free generally.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because I build them up. But I don't have a lot of money. My checking account only has a baseline in it, $5,000, whatever it is, so that I can get my daily bills paid. Instead of thinking, well, I should have $30,000 in that. My 401k, maybe I don't contribute 13% anymore, right? So 3% match.
Right.
Longhand math.
Right, everybody,
not enough coffee in case anybody's listening. So this is the way it works.
So, in other words, you don't have to do a complicated calculation for Roth conversion. Cut back some of your 401k contributions and take that difference and put it into your savings account.
And keep it.
Tax-free account.
Yeah,
right.
Or be honest with yourself and say, I'm a spendthrift. If it's in my bank account, it's going to Sears.
Right.
Well, Sears just, I,
well,
by the way, we are sponsored by Sears.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So if it goes into my bank account, I spend it. Instead of just, if you just would go to a financial planner and say that, well, I can't touch it. I need to be able to set aside. I don't want it locked up in an annuity. I don't want it locked up in a bond. I need it to be safe so that it's a savings.
I need it at arm's length.
Arm's length is a great way of saying it. That kind of thing. If they just said that, then they would have this accumulation of non-qualified money or tax-free money that they can pull from.
That's right.
And they can add it to their income.
Right. In that example, maybe it could be into a Roth IRA. So it's at arm's length, but it will be tax-free when you use it in retirement.
Yeah.
That could be the buffer.
Sure.
Not a conversion. Just to start contributing to a Roth. Maybe your 401k has alternate options other than pre-tax contributions only that can keep it at arm's length. But then when you need it, it's tax-free.
I think what we're kind of trying to say is, how do you know how much you should have in money that's taxable and how much money should you have in money that's not taxable? So this way you can kind of pull from wherever you need to pull when you're in retirement. And it's just understanding how they work together.
Man, you might be spot on, man. Maybe we jumped ahead. There are three fountains or three different piles of money. And I'm not talking about the three worlds. I'm talking about the Euclid fountain system, right? We're talking, if it's ever thought about a Grecian fountain, you have a large pool. You have a medium pool, and then you have a smaller pool. And the small pool is usually on the top of the pyramid or the top of the fountain system. And that is your savings account. So those are your daily monies. And I think that's what we're talking about with non-qualified on the bulk.
Yes.
And then you have emergency funds in the middle, and that's your middle money, the ones that are at arm's reach, like Jason was saying. And then you have your big pool, and I like to call those storage. And the way that I think about that, and I know this is going to be a little abstract for some people, but if you are one of the people like I do, I host a large Thanksgiving dinner every year. And at that dinner, I cook a turkey and I use all these big pots and pans that I don't store in my kitchen. I literally store the big roasting pans and these things that take up a great deal of space in my basement. I don't get rid of them. I know exactly where they're at. If you ask me today, I could walk down there. Or if you come to my house, I could tell you exactly where to go to get this roasting pan. But it's in my basement. I store it down there. I don't store it where my pots and pans are that I go to every day, like my savings and checking account.
Right.
So there are two different vehicles, two different thoughts, two different storage areas. So the biggest pool of money is generally my retirement accounts. And those are my IRAs, the 401ks. Those are the annuities. Those are my
pensions,
distribution accounts.
All that, yep.
Then I have my emergency funds. And those are, oh, my God, I didn't know this, or that storm came through, or Janet needs something for the kids. Oh, I feel so bad for this, or there's a divorce coming and I need it.
Right.
That's the emergency money, life got in the way money. And that pool is a little bit larger than savings and checking, but not crushing.
And ideally,
pool
is also tax-free.
And then ideally,
that's the money you can get at without raising your tax.
Spot on, yeah, Mike.
Right.
That it is tax-free, is non-qualified to start talking in term, right? So it's non-qualified. And then you go into your checking and savings, or what I call daily money, and that's usually your smallest pool, but it's not tiny. It's 5, 10, 20, 30 grand. It's relative to you and it's usually three times your bills.
Right, and it's not
three times your need.
It's not static either. It's constantly being replenished storage account.
Income that's coming in.
Yeah, by your salary, by Social Security, income, pensions,
whatever it is that you got coming in.
Yep. Right.
And the reason why you want that much in it is because when you are actually enacting your retirement, you want to know that if you're gone for 2 weeks in Florida, that there's enough money in the bank account to cover the bills.
That's right. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. You want that mailbox paycheck actually working for you all the time.
Now, if you need a mailbox paycheck, you call Euclid Financial Services and we'll set one up for you. If you don't know your stress test, if you have not had a financial stress test done in a little while, call Euclid. Get in here. We want to see you. We do this show to educate the populace. And I mean the retirees out there, the pre-retirees and the retirees. If you are listening to us, we want to see you. Come on in. Give us a call. We'll give you a free financial stress test, 401-727-2727. We get a ton of people that call on this, and we save a lot of retirements because of it. Don't be the one left out. 401-727-2727. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been.
You're listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team coming up next. Keep it right here. Rolling.
Are you planning a retirement party, a wedding, or just want to send your love in flowers? The Water's Edge Flowers on Broadway in Newport is your answer. Local and family-owned, Water's Edge specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and funeral arrangements. We also provide many types of high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. Newport County's premier, award-winning florist has been serving the community for almost 50 years. Visit us at watersedgeflowers.com, Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
The sooner you establish your relationship with an independent financial professional, the better. Why? Well, that longer time horizon can give you more flexibility, broader product choices, more time to respond to market changes, more time to take advantage of opportunities, more time to coordinate your entire financial strategy. Those are powerful reasons to get a professional in your corner while you're still working. Don't put off planning for your retirement. Choose to work with an independent financial professional. Why not start today? It may even help you retire earlier. If it's important to you to get started today to develop your retirement strategy, give Josh Wells and the team at Euclid Financial Services a call. Let them show you some of your options for retirement. 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Or visit euclidfs.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services are provided by Euclid Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
This is The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services.
Listening to Retirement Factory. We are killing it today. There's a ton of great things going on. We are talking about pre-retirees and income. And when you talk about pre-retirees and income, you don't think about anything but Euclid Financial Services. Now, the way that it goes together is we have to think about pre-retirees. And we talked about it a little bit before the break here. Pre-retirees are the accumulation. You're still working, but you're starting to think about retirement. Where's that trigger point? We talked about that a little bit, and those are the phrases that come up. We'll hit them again. I want to introduce the people that are here with me today. We have Mikey O in the studio with us.
Hello.
We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, when we're talking about pre-retirees, though, how do you know from when you go from your working years to your accumulation years to your retirement years, right before you get to go-go, right? You're trying to transition your money. I want it safer. I want these things. I don't know if I have enough. These are some of the trigger points. And then we go into cash flow and how money really kind of functions, and without budgeting to it, because budgeting is a bad word. But if you think about how it really works, you don't have to budget it. And then you get into, well, where I think I want to talk about right now is strategies. That's the next thing. This is what Euclid does. This is our bread and butter. We build strategies for retirees daily. This is really all we do. We put together people's strategy so they get to and through, or a roadmap, or that hiker's map, right? You want the map before you go into the woods.
Yeah,
a lot of retirees try to go into the woods, and then they realize they get lost, and then they get angry at the woods for being lost instead of actually understanding. If you had a map going into the woods, it's just a great hike, and retirement is a wonderful place to be.
Right, I love the woods analogy because I think of when you're talking about some retirees that will run into the woods without a map.
Well, they get so excited, I think.
Right, and then I forget the old fairy tale, but then they get mad that the breadcrumbs they left behind to get them back to where they want to be.
Hansel and Gretel's where you're going?
It's just not working out. Yes, Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. I love it. I love it.
Wait, house, if you have a, if you're at the base of that mountain with a map in your hand and you know where you're going, how you're going to get there, what some of the pitfalls or obstacles that are in the way, you're on your way. You have a plan. We're sending off our retirees into the woods prepared.
Oh, yeah.
And ready
to go. Hey, don't forget, you could be out there, so have a backpack with you with some food and water in it. Here you go. If you get messed up, you're not going to die.
Right.
You're going to get turned around, but we'll get you back on the right track. Yeah. We'll get you healthy, wealthy, and wise again quickly.
Yeah. And Mike, that's actually
a roadmap. That's a strategy.
And Mike, that's actually brilliant, taking the roadmap, having that piece to get you through the woods. But I think the biggest component of that, too, is making sure you have the right map maker to help you. Because you can't just go and take any old map. You got to make sure you've got the right one and they're directing to you in the direction that you want to actually go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, man. You want to have the right map. If you're going to walk the mountain instead of, I don't know, floating a canoe down the mountain, you don't want to have a map for the river. You want to have it for the woods. I mean, that goes without saying, I think. But you definitely, if you're gearing into a little bit, you want to have the right advisor for the right part of your retirement.
Well, I think
that's where I think you're going with that.
You know, Mike, what you're trying to say here, I think, is you need to have the right retirement team, and that's made up of more than just one person. You have your income advisor, obviously, but you also have a tax guy.
We're jumping back into the team on this one, huh?
Exactly. I'm waiting for the trainer to come out.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
But no, there's several people on that team, and that team is made up of your different advisors that you're going to have financially, but it does also include, obviously, your spouse or significant other, and then it's also going to include a doctor, something for your health and all that. So,
yeah, I think you're spot on, Jason. I think the teammates matter. I really do, and I don't want to pull back from that. I want to come back to it here in about 3 minutes, if that's okay. What I'd like to do is kind of just chat a little bit about strategy. Strategies are overlooked. Because everybody goes, oh, I got a guy, and that you're talking about the advisor. I have a financial advisor that I had while I was working. He comes in, he talks to us twice a year from our 401k. Well, he's a very narrow advisor. Even though he's capable of doing more, he's not going to, because that's not where his bread and butter is. That's not where he gets paid. So he's not going to put together a retirement strategy. He's going to do an accumulation strategy to get you to retirement, but he's not going to get you through retirement. I think that's the problem. Our maps are only Massachusetts. So if you drive from Massachusetts into Rhode Island, now you don't know the highways in Rhode Island.
Right.
Or I only have a Rhode Island map. I don't have a Massachusetts, New York, or Connecticut map. How do I get there? Right? We're saying, let's get an atlas. Let's get the whole darn thing, right? I want to know where the bridges are. I want to know where the pitfalls are. I want to know where these things are. I want to talk about that early. I think that is this stage. I think it's things like really easy things like, I don't know. When my kids were getting ready for college, I took on these loans and my kids were supposed to pay for them. I think that's fine, minus the fact that they haven't started paying for them yet.
Right.
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 Things like this is strategy. So if you're going to keep that burden, how do you pay for it in retirement? Well, I was supposed to have paid off my house, but 2008 happened. So now I had to take a loan or I took a mortgage and now I have a mortgage. It was supposed to be paid off. So I need to retire 7 years from now. I'm going to be 82 before I can retire. These are the fears.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
And what's really going on is that they don't have a strategy for paying their mortgage in retirement.
That's right. That's
I think that's insanity.
Yeah.
All you need is a strategy and you can retire at 65, 66, whenever you wanted to, and keep the mortgage and pay those student loans.
A lot of those fears are they're real, but once you actually think about them, break them down and plan for them or have a strategy for them, they're manageable.
Yeah.
You're okay. You can get there, but you can't just hope or hide from it and think that that's going to work out. You need to actually have a clear strategy and plan to get you there. For more information on all the things we're talking about today concerning debt, concerning retirement, go to our website and look around at www.euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S in services.com.
That's right. Now, if you don't have a strategy or you're thinking that you need to help with your strategy, a couple things that I want to make sure we're talking about today before we end our show and everything. And that is, when you're in retirement, or before you get to retirement, we're talking about pre-retirement here, you need to be thinking about what you're going to be doing in retirement. And you kind of want to start doing what we call a dry run. So I want to touch base on that a little bit here and talk about what that really means, you know. And what that means is, really, if you're already doing some traveling, but you're planning on doing a lot more traveling in retirement, you want to make sure that you're kind of doing dry run of that. Meaning,
so when you're saying dry run, so take your strategy that we just put together, right?
Yep.
This roadmap idea, this, I have a map before going to the woods. It's not a big deal. I know exactly how I'm going to get income. I know what I'm going to spend. I know what my budget is. And then, so you got that sketched out, but it's not really there. But you're starting to put together your hobbies and obligations.
Right.
And I want to spend more time with the grandkids. This is where you say, hey, I'm going to take Susie to ballet 3 days a week or whatever, because you're saying you're going to do it. But you do it 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row, 5 weeks in a row, and you do it consistently to see how exhausting it really is.
Exactly.
So before
see,
you commit to the kid.
Really want
to
do.
Yeah. Before you actually have the free time and you don't have an excuse, I'm working or I'm what. Before you have the excuse, before you put your foot in your mouth,
right.
That's what we're saying.
Right.
Or I want to travel the entire globe, but I haven't traveled to Europe
right,
in
I haven't
a long
left
time.
The United States.
Or I haven't seen the Grand Canyon yet, or I haven't traveled on a plane for 14 hours before.
Right. Some of the more successful retirees that we've met along the way have done exactly that. And even prior to that,
I love the dry run idea.
They do. Yeah. They do it mentally, too. They kind of put themselves in retirement and they're really thinking it through before they actually start going to the karate class
But like you're saying, it doesn't have to be complicated either. They literally start doing it step by step. So if I'm going to travel and it's a 7-hour plane ride, I was, 25.
Right.
Now I have to pee every 10 minutes, so it's probably not the best thing for me.
Right.
Whatever the thing is, right?
You know,
it's not a huge deal, but you
right.
got to think through it.
Yeah, and what it comes down to is you're really just testing your strategies that you're conceptualizing right now, and you're actually testing your bucket list that you have for your go years.
Yeah, I love that.
That's ultimately what you're doing.
It's a brilliant idea to do this dry run idea.
Yeah,
I love that.
Because the whole idea of that dry run is you're making sure that the strategy you built that's designed to last for the next 20 to 30 years, because remember, your retirement is 30 years of unemployment.
That's
you got to make sure that this strategy is actually solid enough to actually last that long.
Well, I loved how Mandy said it before the show. You got to make sure that your strategy is seaworthy, right?
Yeah,
you got to check
your boat
for leaks.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's a great example. Before you get halfway out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, make sure that
vessel it floats,
is seaworthy.
Right, right. And it's and I don't think it's a hard thing to do, because the big thing with retirees that I see, at least, and I'm thinking of Janet right now. When she came in, she said, "Well, I want to travel a lot. I'm going to travel." And I said, "No problem. What do you mean travel?" And she said, "Well, I want to go to Africa. I want to do one of the safaris."
Yep.
And then she had the riverboat cruise, and she had a couple other things, and she wanted to go to not the hot spots, not like these beautiful places and drink Mai Tais. She wanted to do more like Guinea and these kind of things. The third world countries.
Yeah, a little more exotic.
Yeah, and so I said, and she's a highly religious woman. And so I just asked her, I said, is there a fellowship or is there
a mission trip or something?
A mission
like that.
Trip. Was there anything? And she's still working full time, but she has 3 weeks vacation. I said,
right.
Why don't you take one of the missions and go do something? And so she ended up going down to Guam, actually.
Wow.
And building a church. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And she did that. And so she picked up a lot of skills that she thought she already had. She actually made them real.
Right. What's great about that,
right.
She's training for retirement.
That's exactly right.
She's doing a good deed.
Yeah, she did Jason's dry run 100%.
Exactly.
And I just didn't put it together like that.
Yeah.
But that's
right.
A dry run.
That's right.
Yeah, that's that idea of, you know, looking up an exercise routine. And now that you've actually run through it, you realize, actually, I can do this exercise routine. It's great. It's not as painful as I thought it was going
to be. And don't get frustrated.
Right.
If you are training for retirement and you hit an obstacle or a roadblock or something that you don't like, because you're just in training,
right.
You
well,
can
take
still
it as a learning experience,
alter your strategy,
yeah,
your
let's
plan
jump
to
off
get
of Manny's
that.
For a second, because I think Manny's bringing a good thing. Because like back to the people that do the dry run, you're going to find out that some of your things are physical, and you're working, which you're getting exercise because you're standing up, you're walking around a lot, but you're not getting a ton of exercise. You need to supplement that with the gym. And I just heard a bunch of people groan, right? So you do need to do that. But it's been, I don't know, maybe 40 years since you've been in the gym. It's more than a treadmill now. right?
That's right.
And so when you get there, you're not going to start hitting the weights like you're a 20-year-old kid.
That's right.
You need
right.
to do it. Yeah. You need to slowly.
Right.
So yeah, invest the money in a professional. Invest the money in a trainer.
And it could be swim class. I mean, it's like I said, it's not training. You're not going to start throwing weights around the weight room, but
that's
it's just something to keep the blood pumping and keep you going.
Well, I think the thing I'm trying to go with is hit the gym, yes, but have a professional there. Have someone so that they tell you to slow down.
Yeah.
When your heart's racing, that's not always a good thing.
That's right.
If you haven't been doing it for a while.
That's right.
That's how you have a heart attack.
Have open communication with your professional, and regardless of what it is, if it's your financial advisor, your tax person, you know, your trainer, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Now, if you're getting ready to retire, you're thinking about retirement, or you're just in your pre-retirement years and you're just trying to figure out how to start, how to get around it, I'm not talking about opening a 401k. I'm talking about a real strategy. How do you do it? You have to call Euclid Financial Services. This is what we do. We aren't just good at it. We're great at it. We're specialists in retirement. We get people to and through their entire retirement. Call us, 401-727-2727, or go online to euclidfs.com. Read our blogs, read our Facebooks, get on it. You have to start educating yourself. Reach out. We want to talk to you. See us face to face. Come on in. Talk to Jason the Republican. Mikey O is waiting for you right now. He'll open up his calendar to you. Give us a call, 401-727-2727.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
If your goals for 2017 include getting healthy, losing weight, saving money for retirement, or getting that last promotion, then ask yourself, are you dressing to achieve your goals? Changing our style allows us to change our lives. Great style isn't just about looking good. It's about having an air of elegance, sophistication, and confidence. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
You often hear retirement called the golden years. But is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear you consult your doctor for advice. So why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What could happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Josh Wells is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Josh and his team at Euclid Financial Services specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Maybe it's time for that second opinion. 401-727-2727. Josh Wells and Euclid Financial Services can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 401-727-2727, 401-727-2727. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss to principal. Investment advisory services are provided by Euclid Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show going on. We are talking about pre-retirees and how it all works. We're talking about people that are still working and making that transition from the working ideas, the accumulation years, right? They're still at the desk. I'm too young to retire kind of stuff. But when do you actually start to think about your money in retirement? When does your money become, I need to be more safe. Now I need to figure out exactly what my target number is. Do I need $2 million? Do I need $1 million? Do I need $100,000? How much do I need? Because we're all a snowflake floating around this little world here, right? So the way it works is that we have a studio full of experts, not just good people, but experts. And these people are Mikey O is with us today.
Hello.
Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, we are talking about these pre-retirees, the guys that are still working but yearning to retire. So when we start thinking about this, let's go back in time just a little bit. Blah, 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 blah. So you go back in time. That was my time machine.
Thanks, so, Mr. Peabody.
Is it a hot tub?
It's a hot, no, a different type of time machine. So now we go back in time a little bit. And when did you start to transition into retirement? And I think it's about phrasing. It's about the red flag or the thing that stands out in my mind that when I think back about this, it's, geez, how much do I really need for retirement? Or you start reading Money Magazine for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Not Mad Magazine,
right.
Money
oh.
Magazine.
Oh, Mad
yeah,
Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you start kind of looking through all this stuff. Or when you're flipping through the channels, Kramer, buy, 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 sell, 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 actually starts to go, oh, I should pay attention to him. I have no idea what this guy is talking about, but I should start paying attention. These kind of things are triggers. Is there? Let's talk about those for just a little bit so we can kind of get some thoughts going.
Well, I think a big one, one I hear a lot is, how does my Social Security actually work? I don't, you know, when can I start taking it? When you start thinking about your Social Security more and more and more, that is a huge trigger. Yeah.
When
that you
start hearing that word come out, it's, you're getting ready for retirement.
Exactly. When you even start thinking about it, you know you're starting to enter into that pre-retirement phase.
I agree.
There.
Or even when they start thinking about health insurance, right? Well, I'm going to be 65, so I have to take A. Oh, that's heck. Right. What is A?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or that's something my father had. It was a transition of thought. Well, in about 3 years, I have health insurance coming. I think you're spot on. You're already in retirement, but you're running at a fear level that you don't have enough money.
That's right.
This is where this is where you call a financial planner, right?
Yeah.
And these are the trigger words that say, I need a financial planner.
Yeah.
And not just
I
any financial planner. Yep. Right.
I'm going to need some help, so let's get this done. So.
Yeah. And one of the other ones that I tend to hear a lot, or maybe you'll look over to the guy in the cube on the side of you going, hey, I know I'm more aggressive than I should be right now, but maybe I should be more conservative because of my age.
Yeah. Have you talked to the 401k
right.
guy? When's,
yeah.
when's that 401k guy coming
yeah,
back?
I, yeah. yeah I, exactly. I really got to make right? some changes. I think I'm too risky right now, or whatever the phrase is that you're using. And it's... You've made that corner. You've turned. You're already starting to think.
Yeah, we have a lot of people from CVS that say things like that. Well, I can't. The stocks are coming due. All the if anybody doesn't know, CVS executives and office staff get these stocks, transitional stocks, and so they'll say, well, how many are you holding, and when should I get rid of them, and does everybody know? And that's how it works, right? So they're thinking about retirement. And how they're utilizing those stocks.
Yeah. How are you going to use that in an overall strategy?
That's right.
What's it even mean? You know, a lot of that. So
when we were working with one of the times we were working with the guys over at Eversource, one of the common things I kept hearing was they're daydreaming in their cubicles more. And it's not about the weekend in New Hampshire. It's about, ooh, what could I do with all this time I'm going to have retirement? This is exciting.
Yeah, you
start to get kind of amped up and excited about it.
I keep suggesting that they just cash out their 401ks and roll around in it. But that's not what they – but for some reason, they don't want to do that.
Yeah. Use $1 bills and one day you can do that.
That's right.
But then you can fill that briefcase thing like in the movies.
There you go.
If anybody's ever thought about that, to fill a briefcase, it takes a great deal of money.
Yeah,
and I'm talking
right.
a great deal of money. A lot more than what the movie says in those briefcases.
Right.
That's why you use phone books.
Right.
You know,
yeah. But you also have kind of the flip side of that too, more on the anxiety type of side, and where, you know, our buddy Jeff, Mike, he called up and he said, Jason, he's like, I just realized this. I only have 10 years until I'm going to retire. He's like, 10 years and I want out of here. So it comes down to it just dawned on him. He had an aha moment and he's like, I got to really start thinking more about this, don't I? And I said, you know, Jeff, calm down. We're well on our way to putting you, you know, right into retirement very easily. And calmed him down a little bit. But
Jason, I love that. It's when you're talking about Jeff actually went out and found himself a financial planner. And I think that's what I'm trying to trigger these people to think about, or all the baby boomers listening. If anything we're saying resonates, or you go, oh, yeah, or, oh, I said that, understand, you are a day late and dollar short. You got to call Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. You have to actually get a hold of us. You have to actually start moving this forward, because if you don't, you can't get your strategies in plan. You can't get all your cash flows. You can't get all these things in place. So let's talk about cash flow. Cash flow, when you're talking about that, I don't need to walk through exactly how everything lays out. I think the first thing on cash flow is understanding taxable, non-taxable. Income tax, non-income tax. So tax-free is what consumers call it, or clients, right?
Yep.
When they come in and say, well, how do I not pay as much tax? And I think that's, you got to understand what something called non-qualified money is. It's not qualified for tax. You've already paid it.
You've already paid it. That's the important part. It's not secret money. It's money you pay taxes on already.
That's right.
Yeah, and the government already knows. No cloak and dagger stuff here. Yeah,
that's right.
You've already paid tax on it. The IRS already knows about it. It's sitting at the local bank already or in a money market account in a non-qualified account.
That's
you've already paid tax on it. Everybody's familiar with this. Getting it to English is what's the hard part. Once you get to English, everybody knows what I'm talking about. So now, but there's another side of that, and that's called taxable money or qualified money, or the term we all hear, IRAs.
That's right. Right? That's right.
So 401ks, qualified monies, these kind of things. We're talking about non-taxed or tax-deferred employer accounts, all that kind of stuff. So what a lot of people do is that they build up these 401ks, they build up these qualified accounts, and they disregard these non-qualified accounts because, well, it's easy. We bought into this whole thing, and Susie Orman's made a heck of a living off it, right? Pay off your debts. If you just pay off your debts, it lowers your bills. So it's almost like you got 28% interest rate. And so if I just don't – in a bill being a tax, right? So if I can lower my tax rate or I put 10% into my 401k – and I don't have to pay 35% on it, it's almost like I've earned 35%.
It's also convenient. I mean, when I talk to my retirees and they're referencing back to their early accumulation years, if they had money in the bank and they had three kids in a house, maybe they had a summer home, it's easy to get at where if I tuck it away in my 401k, I won't touch it. And it comes out pre-tax right out of payroll deduction. And they're save. But there is a point in time where you need to change that mindset.
Right.
And that's, I think, what we're talking about.
But I think I'm dancing on the tax bomb idea that we always talk about.
Yeah.
Because this is where it happens. It happens in cash flow analysis. It happens at this stage at pre-retirement.
There we go.
Pre-retirement's where you set your tax bombs. So you set your tax bombs 25 to 35 years before they explode.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And I don't think people realize that. This show right here, I'm hoping that one person goes, aha.
Right.
And if they go that, then we win. A tax bomb's set at this stage, right when you're saying the words, geez, I wish I had more money, or I'm going to die at this desk because I don't have enough, or whatever that is, right? Tax bombs are being born right now.
Yeah. And I think what you're talking about is, you're talking about, let's get an inventory of what you actually have so you know, okay, do I have too much in my taxable accounts, or do I have not enough in my non-taxable accounts? Or in plain English, do I have enough money in the bank, or do I have too much in my 401k and my IRA? And that's a real thing.
If you are thinking about retirement or you have not had a financial stress test, let's give away some reports here. Let's give away 10 things that you have to know. It's an essential read. It's easy. It's a two-pager. But give us a call, 401-727-2727, or better yet, go on to the website. That's euclidfs.com, EUCLID, F as in Frank, S as in service.com, and look at the white pages. But give Sherman Peterson a call at 401-727-2727. We're giving 10 things you have to know before you can retire. This is an essential read. If you're going to retire, or you're close to retirement, or you have a loved one that should be thinking about retirement, these will save them the missteps and the mishaps and the heartbreak of doing it wrong. 401-727-2727. You need to know something called a Sharpe ratio. If you know your Sharpe ratio, you know your efficiency, and you know how much money is coming to you or how much money is going up the flue. So give us a call, 401-727-2727. That's the way you do it. Money
for nothing and your checks for free. You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
Are you planning a special occasion and want your flowers to wow your guests? Stop in the Water's Edge Flowers in Newport, a local, family-owned florist that specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and events. We also provide many types of exotic, high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. We will make your event special. Newport County's premier award-winning florist, serving the community for almost 50 years. Check out our designs at watersedgeflowers.com or come by and see us at 212 Broadway in Newport.
The sooner you establish your relationship with an independent financial professional, the better. Why? Well, that longer time horizon can give you more flexibility, broader product choices, more time to respond to market changes, more time to take advantage of opportunities, more time to coordinate your entire financial strategy. Those are powerful reasons to get a professional in your corner while you're still working. Don't put off planning for your retirement. Choose to work with an independent financial professional. Why not start today? It may even help you retire earlier. If it's important to you to get started today to develop your retirement strategy, give Josh Wells and the team at Euclid Financial Services a call. Let them show you some of your options for retirement. 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Or visit euclidfs.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services are provided by Euclid Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Welcome back to the Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show going on here. We are talking about pre-retirement, the working years, and how do you make that transition? What is the long transition? How do you think about it? And when most people start to think about retirement, first thing they think about is income. They start thinking about how they're going to spend their money, where they're going to go, what's going to happen, and what are activities that you're going to be doing, what hobbies, these kind of things. Oh, geez, if I could just sit home and mow my grass 24/7, 7 days a week, I'd be happy. These kind of things. So we are talking about the pre-retirees, the guys that are still working. When do they make that transition? And it's things like, I started daydreaming. I started doing these things. I just don't have enough, or how much do I need? These are big trigger points to understand. You need to start talking about cash flow and how all things work. Once you get your cash flow understand, once you understand two basic types of finance, one is taxable, one is tax-free, then you get into what's called a strategy. And a strategy is just that. You kind of have to think about, what are you going to do? How is your money going to spend? Where is it going to be? The easiest way to think about this is getting a map before you get into the woods and go hiking. You want it before you leave the parking lot. You don't want to run into the woods and then realize you're lost. And when you realize you're lost, that's expensive and in trouble. And some people do not recover from that, and they actually lose their entire retirement. We have a ton of horror stories from that. And heck, everybody else does too, right? Oh, I can't believe that that happened to Bill. Yeah. These kind of things. But when we're talking about this, we're talking about roadmaps and getting a strategy in place. The strategies I think we're talking about, or I want to talk about, are putting together things like, well, I was supposed to have paid off my mortgage, and 2008 happened, or I made some bad decisions, and now I can't pay off my bills, so I have to keep working because I can't retire. These kind of things. Or, geez, I had a setback, and now it's not perfect. It's not exactly like you want, but so you've given up on the idea of retirement. I think I want to talk about those strategies, because if you're carrying a mortgage into retirement, join the club. A lot of other people are too. How did they do it? And why do you think you can't?
Right. And when you're talking about that, we're not saying, how do you pay your mortgage off early? You need a strategy for that. It really comes down to have a distribution plan in place to help.
Is it okay to carry
that mortgage?
Yeah. Is it okay to carry a bill into retirement? Sure it is.
Sure it is. So
there's a ton of people. How many people paid for their kids, took out the loans for their kids' college with the pinky swear, which is, by the way, the strongest of all swears, the pinky swear from their children that they would keep paying, and then for some reason their kids have graduated and have forgotten to pay their parents back.
All about it.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
And that happens. Or the guy that paid for the has an obligation to pay for the student loan, right? I'm going to pay so much dollars down on this, but then won't take the time to think through the strategy of retirement because they're so stressed out about, well, I paid $40,000 or something towards the education. Now I got to work to make all that back rather than both at the same time, which you probably already did.
Right, and those are the guys that might, I'm going to work 5 more years. Then everything will work out, because the reason that what they're really saying when we hear that is, I don't really have a strategy yet.
Well, so
I'm not sure.
Mike, to jump off that, I think they are saying I don't have a strategy, but on a deeper psychological level, I think they're saying I don't have any cash left. I don't have any non-qualified assets, so I don't feel comfortable having a fully taxable retirement.
That's right. They haven't gone through that cash flow model.
Yeah, they're stuck at the cash flow, but they think they're at, I don't know, go-go years.
Right.
They're thinking about Tahiti instead of going, wait, I should be trying to figure out cash flow, because they don't know in 5 years. It's not a crystal ball here, guys. in 5 years, they're going to be angry at the world because, well, why is the IRS always taking my money? Well, because you did everything. You racked up your 401k to defer the taxes and pay for college. So all your cash went to college.
That's right.
Because that was a better strategy for you. But in real terms, it wasn't a bad idea. You just didn't have the follow through because you didn't know it.
That's right.
You just didn't know it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where after you understand your cash flow, you got to figure out your strategy because you can still retire and still have all these other things going on. You just have to have a clear thought of what you're actually going to do with your funds after you understand where they are. So this way you can have 20 to 30 years of retirement and not feel that stress or have that anxiety.
Right. When you're in pre-retirement, understand what a map looks like. Understand the symbols that are on the map. Understand what qualified versus non-qualified means in real English.
Yeah. And then when
educate
you start
yourself on it.
Yeah. And when you actually start to build your map, make sure you actually have a really good map maker who actually understands what you're trying to do. Let's give away 4 tickets to one of our events that are coming up. Let's have a complimentary night of food, fun, and information right with the Retirement Factory team at our next financial education dinner. It'll be on February 28th right here in Rumford, Rhode Island. We are going to discuss the important issues that can impact your portfolio and your retirement. So call now to reserve your seat at 401-727-2727. When you attend this event, this is what you'll receive: how to find real financial security with an unstable market, how to put together a retirement income plan that you can't outlive, how Washington, D.C., the U.S. economy, and economies abroad will affect American retirees, how to stress test your portfolio for future performance, where you could find the most reasonable rates of return, and so many more topics from Social Security to estate planning. So if you're a retiree or a pre-retiree in the greater Providence area, then now's the time to take control of your retirement. Call now to win your tickets at 401-727-2727.
Well, some of the funny things, how many people will we talk to actually have a strategy, right? There are some out there, but they're holding their map upside down and they just don't really know exactly how to read it. They're sitting there going, oh, well, I have all these things. In those phrases, what they say is, I'm all disorganized.
Right.
I got money everywhere, but I don't know where it is. I mean, if these are the things going on, you have to be making a phone call. I mean, you're listening to us. We are experts at this. This is what we do to and through entire retirement. Give us a call. I mean, we want to see you guys. 401-727-2727. Go online. You know what I mean? EuclidFS.com. You're listening to our podcast there. Send an email, right? Because these are some of the things that are going to save your butt in retirement just by reaching out and doing it.
It's not too late. If there's an obstacle or something comes up, you're not committed. You can change.
You can say, make it all you to, can change, alter your you can ideas, change alter your plans. Bucket list at that point before you get there.
For more information on all the things we're talking about today concerning debt, concerning retirement, go to our website and look around at www.euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S in services.com. 401-727-2727. Again, that phone number, 401-727-2727.
Well, it's been a great show. We love you guys. Hey, thanks for tuning us in. If you need anything, you just swing by the website. We definitely want to see you guys. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. Love you. Thank you. Great listenership.
You've been listening to The Retirement Factory. Call Euclid Financial Services today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice.